Yes.
Do you want a game?
Yes.
Okay. Should we have somebody push the button?
The button has been pressed.
Dun, dun, dun! Hi, this is Beth, doing Garbage Wars. Might be a little bit scatterbrained because we had to delay because of terrible weather and tornado watches. That's always fun, you know, watching those little red boxes go across the thing. With me, we got Eo and Crash and Ellie, and not a tornado. This is good. What happened last time?
We did troubleshooting on site. We were tech support.
And we did turn it off and on again.
We did.
Heck, you even reconnected a new one. Yeah.
And we tried to explain to them that some copper cable that had been wrapped in oily rags and then buried underground was not suitable for powering, you know, defensive turrets. Although they are fairly easy to move around.
Yeah. If you have telekinesis 20 or 21 or whatever. The Eggnauts are fairly offended by your apparent suggestion that this was any of their idea. They've been having to deal with what Chog has or has not been ordering. They're doing their best.
Also, I believe Intuxa discovered that we did, in fact, give them the right number of blasters, but they were expecting them to be packed as if new from factory, as opposed to open box sale. They paid the open box sale price, so they got open box sale packaging, which may or may not have covered the entirety of RAN because styrofoam peanuts and desert planet. Very low humidity. Very easy to build a static charge.
The Sith and the styrofoam peanuts. Well.
I got better.
Pim's imagination has just slain her. And then you went and you looked at the shields, if I recall correctly, and Tuxa, you did a psychometry?
Yes, I think so.
Do you remember what you got off that psychometry?
Lots of standard stuff, and also, what's her name was there?
Vivi, the slightly giggly. She's technically a secretary candidate, but there don't seem to be any others around. I think so. I believe that was mentioned by the majordomo, Bim. Yes, I counter on the shields. Bzz,
ow.
Bzz,
ow. Bzz, ow. Ow. Bzz. Crash. No, the psychometry on the non-zappy bits of the shields, but still.
Indeed. Yes.
The other image came to my mind, and that was hilarious. Even if that's not canon.
Indeed. So I believe that you are wandering off to try to find Vivi.
That sounds about right.
Didn't someone send for her?
I don't think so. I think that other people... The Ugnaughts got sent for, but I don't think you asked to have Vivi sent to you, if I recall correctly.
Well, if Vivi won't come to the mountain, then I shall have to bring the mountain to Vivi.
Oh, no.
And I made my telekinesis other rule by 12. I will bring the mountain to Vivi. That is not canon. I am not bringing a mountain into the compound.
It's a small mountain. I think you would have to make it by more than 12 to bring a big mountain into the compound. I'm sorry.
Just a small one, just large enough to crush a hut. I mean, oops, sorry. I didn't see you there.
I feel like the hut is probably not keen on that. Just saying.
Well, that's why I'd have to drop it from a height where they wouldn't see it coming.
Or at least not until it was too late.
Oh no, look, well, it was a meteor. Imagine the size it had to be for that much to survive re-entry.
I think that people kind of want to evacuate the location before you dropped mountains on it.
Joking aside, I believe we're going to find whatever her name is.
Yes. Vivi. As, you know, there's Miss Vicar, but she likes it if you call her Vivi.
Because Vivi was sabotaging thing.
That's one possibility. You know, it's a possibility. It's one of those things. So, Mr. Bim can lead you back into the warren of tunnels and whatnot that lie below the location where the hut actually, you know, holds court and is, you know, lolling about being pleased or occasionally going out on the balcony to admire his cactus hedge maze.
Find my happy place. Find my happy place. Find my happy. This is not it. This is.
You know that I grew up on the internet during a certain really specific era because my brain immediately, when I hear the phrase, find your happy place, my brain immediately supplies sad girls in snow.
You know, Fred Gallagher is on Mastodon.
I saw that.
He's on .art. Anyway.
Anyway.
I was teaching when he became popular.
That's one way to get a education in what the younglings think is popular.
Yeah, that implies that I want to get an education from kids these days about what's popular.
And you found out.
I assume that Roblox are robotic blocks like Legos that you stick together.
No clue.
About the same. Moving on.
Same. Moving on. The location that you get to is Theater of the Mind here.
That was a eventually, I didn't realize clicking on that would make it roll.
Oh, all right. Basically, there's a break room and, you know, where people are around and tidying up and having tea and
there's a craft service.
There's Vivi.
There's a craft services table. Craft services. You know. Food, catering.
Think?
There's a bulletin board that's like union notices that have to be placed by law in every work location.
Except here because, you know, huts, no unions. You've got Vivi there and oh hey, there's Manda. They're having tea. Vivi is chattering up a storm. Manda is trying to look businesslike. And Vivi is talking about, oh, let's be such good friends. Yes, we're both secretary candidates. The hut might only pick one of us, but that's fine. We can be friendly. And hopefully not, neither of us will have to leave. Oh, that would just be terrible. And do you like your tea? And oh, do you want a cookie with that?
Urge to drop mountain. You can hear it. Rising. Why am I the one with bloodlust? Sends right here. That was a public role.
I don't know. No, it wasn't. It was a... it should be a private GM role. Public role. Private role. Oh, right. I can't make private roles right now.
Hey, Miss Vivi. So we were... we've been checking up on all of the stuff, and we were wondering if we could ask you a couple questions.
Sure. I mean, I wasn't the one who signed for most of this. So it's not my fault. Whatever it is, it wasn't my fault. I didn't do the signing for it.
Right. So that means that you'd be more trustworthy than the people who did, right?
Well, I guess, but I might not know what the answers are. Is that okay?
Don't worry. Not the kind of Sith who stab you for not knowing thing.
Good. Because I'd be really sad.
Oh, nobody wants that.
That's right. What can I tell you?
Here, I should probably talk elsewhere.
You don't mind if I leave right now, do you, Manda? Manda sighs and takes a sip of tea and sets it down and says, I think I'd like to go lie down a bit anyway. She gets up and starts making her way back into the hallway that presumably leads to wherever prospective secretaries are staying.
I feel like our interruption means Manda owes us a favor. We've saved her from Vivi.
Possibly.
Either that or she doesn't want to have anything to do with us.
You it's can always possible. Make perception rolls if you want.
Also, I truly appreciate the art that has been shared with us of what exactly Antuxa is wearing. I am assuming that strange arm and hand gestures are included, as is relevant for the pose in this image.
All wrapped up in black things.
Strange arm and hand gestures are just the default for Antuxa.
That tracks.
She's the one whose character art is holding a skull and looking thoughtfully at the viewer.
Manda, Antuxa may note, is wandering off somewhat carefully and slowly and does not actually look like she's feeling great. You have made savoir faire high society by 6. What are you savoir faireing?
I was backing up my perception roll.
Oh, okay. Well, you are extremely awesome in your strange black robes there. Okay.
May I let you handle this, dears? For a few minutes, anyway.
Sure.
Thank you. Oh, Vivi, it's such a delight to see you again. And Antuxa reaches out one of those clawed hands in a handshake gesture.
Doesn't have poison, do they? She holds her hand out as well.
No, of course not.
Oh, good.
It's only traditional to have them be poisoned on the second meeting. Oh, wait. You said again. Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is not canon. I'm not actually saying this.
You're just thinking it. I wish someone would feel like doing little cartoons, because then you could have Rand with these thought bubbles all the time. Antuxa is going to psychometry made by 3. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Anything to do with the shields or the rest of the shipment?
She's been around the lower places. She's been around a lot of the lower areas of this place. You get the sense of walking through tunnels and carefully looking at things, and that she's and then she's been meeting, it's only by 3, and then she came up and she's been talking with Manda, and she's been serving Manda, and you have a sense that she's the one who's been handling Manda's tea.
Gotcha.
Well, Manda's poisoned.
Maybe.
Manda, my dear, you don't look well. May I escort you to your room?
Oh, if you want to, ma'am. I hate to trouble you after all we've been through already, and
oh, it's no trouble at all. I will leave my colleagues to do what they do best, and I will make sure that you get to your room safely. It is easy to get lost in these hut palaces, after all.
Yes, it's not that bad in the servants' quarters. It's just down the hall and a left and a right.
I've memorized the directions. To get there, you have to go up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
A.
Antuxa is going to, she is not going to place any more conversational onus on Manda, but she will make sure that Manda
is escorted to the room.
Gets to her bedroom.
It's more the bathroom that she kind of wants to go curl up in, shall we say. So
that's fair enough.
Yeah, it's a very tiny little room. There's actually, the bathrooms are actually stalls and whatnot fairly close by, and that is where she detours to. She's just not feeling very well. Perhaps it's because of all of the stress. Maybe she's just not.
Of course.
It's done her innards no good. Meanwhile, Vivi as Antuxa and Manda leave, claps her hands together and goes, "And what can I help you two with?"
Right, well, here, come on, we should probably show you.
Okay, where are we going? Ram has plus 13 margin.
I don't think you can.
I don't think that. I don't think that is supposed to be a thing. Let's try that again. Apparently, make a roll, it says made it by and gives a number, and that's in a little green box. If you click on that, apparently it adds that to your next roll.
Oh, no.
I did not know this.
This is new. I have used
telekinesis other to detect lies. I guess it's the equivalent of hanging somebody airborne over a Rancor pit and saying, "Now, were you being honest just now?"
I think I'm just going to use what you rolled because it does give you your skill level. Oh, it's the same one. made by two.
Yeah, I'm just trying to detect lies. I'm not trying to telekinesis other anyone currently. This second.
Good to know.
You are not trying to use telekinesis other to detect the locks.
That would be very on brand for me. I am a glass cannon. And by glass cannon, I mean I can throw things a very long way and they'll probably shatter.
But also if they get too close, well, that was a lot of blood that actually was
I will
yours.
Bleed my own blood and ruin my outfit, yes.
So, what are you just detecting lies on her coming along and chattering about how it's been so nice to meet everybody?
This is a preemptive role, just because during this conversation, I am definitely going to be nitpicky and trying to figure out if there's anything. Like, my default assumption is that she is full of lies and deceit. I'm looking for grains of truth to see if I'm wrong.
All right. She is a chatterbox about it was so nice to meet people, new people, but it obviously you've had so much of a hard time. It's, you know, so sad that people are not feeling well. Oh, no. You've been up and about already. She would have honestly, she might have had to take, a day or two herself. You're not really sure that she would have had to take a day or two to recover because she seems to be full of energy and she's putting all of her energy into talking. If you could harness all of her chatter, you could probably run at least a small part of this entire compound, maybe even the power pig turrets. She will let you get a word in edgewise. She does not seem to care if you're interrupting, and if you seem to say like you're about to say something, she will stop and listen with her great big eyes.
Antuxa, come back. We miss you, Antuxa.
Are you leading her off somewhere? Where are you headed to? Okay.
Leading her off towards the things she apparently tampered with.
Okay, so you are dragging her off to the shields, where they block off the archway that leads from the area of the hedge maze, the apparently native plant garden that Chog likes. It leads off into the desert, so it's where if you wanted to, you know, leave the place, you might consider going that direction, except for the shields. She will chatter along the way, if you do not stop her, about the hedge maze, that it is apparently part of a garden of native plants to Nalchaga, and that Boss Chog really loves all of these plants, and this is his pride and joy, especially that hedge maze, although she thinks that he does some unsavory things in it. But, really? Well, Oh, yeah. That's what I've heard, anyway.
What kind of unsavory?
Oh, I don't think you'd like it.
You'd be surprised.
No, no, I really don't think you'd like it because, I mean, you are, he is a Hutt. And you know that Hutts are just a little bit, well, uncivilized. Not everyone here is paid a salary. And
some of them are hourly workers? No, I don't say that. I know what she meant.
Yes. So if some of them cause a problem or he thinks they've been talking back, I hear from the guards that he'll start people at one end of the maze, and if they can get out before the sand lizards get them, because he'll release sand lizards, you understand.
That actually sounds like a bit of a fun challenge.
Well, I mean
not for non-Sith.
Oh, well, no, none of them are.
Yes, but for us.
And then he watches up at the balcony up there, of course.
Sen and I could probably have a race to go from one end to the other. Once.
We probably could.
After that, they would have to regrow.
Tear out all the cacti.
And use them on the sand lizards, yes.
Don't tear out the cacti. No, that would make the Hutt very angry.
Oh, I understand. We're not actually going to do that. We haven't been given cause to. We're referencing an inside joke from the past few days.
Oh, good.
And we haven't been thrown in there.
Yes.
Well, I
which
would
is
hope
why
hope
everyone here is still alive.
Right. I wouldn't be trying to throw you in here. One moment. I need to take 5 minutes to medicate the cat who has actually appeared from wherever he was hiding. So.
And we're back. And
okay.
You can tell we're back because you can hear Vivi off in the distance from on the other side of the compound. And Tuxa has been left a trail of breadcrumbs. And by that I mean the audible sound of no information actually being delivered, but lots of audio. If anything, it's sucking knowledge from us.
And Tuxa, you can sense the rising despair from your compatriots off that away. And probably catch up as you walk around the cactus hedge maze that takes up most of this courtyard.
Oh, I actually had something to do before I went back
to
the group.
Before you go back to the group, what are you off to?
Droid, I'm very sorry. I've forgotten your name.
Actually, it's going to be hard for you. It may be hard for you to find the droid. It's much easier for you to find the biological servants who are basically Twi'leks and Zabraks, and there's some human and Gamorrean guards wandering around here and there as well.
Gotcha.
But yes, you can
find
someone.
One of them.
Yes.
My dear, do you happen to know where Manda's companion is? Not companion, but traveling companion.
Dr. Kenso, sir.
The doctor, yes.
You found one of the Zabraks. I have. Yes, Dr. Kenso is down with the medical group. That's where it's mostly droids, but droids aren't very good sometimes, so the Hutt wanted an actual medical person.
Oh, that's quite understandable. And so do I, I'm afraid. Would you seek him out immediately and tell him that he is to report to Manda's quarters on the double? I believe she is gravely ill.
Oh, what? No. Is it the thing that the other secretaries got?
Yes, I'm fairly certain it was.
Oh, that's horrible. It went through them. It was a nasty disease. We didn't... Well, none of us got more than a taste of it or touch of it. I'll go immediately.
Taste is a very accurate Freudian slip there.
Possibly.
And Antuxa will swoosh off toward the cactus maze.
All right.
Yes, underneath that black voluminous outfit that you're wearing, you do have Nike sneakers on.
Yes.
Remember, that symbol also is called the Hollywood swoosh.
The swoosh. It is a Nike swoosh. That's true.
The Hollywood Upstairs Medical Droid Factory is abbreviated, including the I in medical. So it's humid.
Oh, the reason we brought you out here where the shields are and stuff is... All right. So, and Sinone leans in kind of conspiratorially. We're worried that someone might have sabotaged them.
Oh, no.
And we wanted ask you if you might have seen anything away from the others.
Oh, gracious. I don't know. Maybe it's one of the guards. Maybe they're in the pay of one of the other huts. They might want to make Boss Chog look weak.
Have you seen anyone head out this direction who maybe shouldn't be? Or are there any of the guards you think might be suspicious?
I don't know.
You've been around for a little bit, right?
A little bit. I mean, I'm the one who hasn't left. I think there might be someone hiding down in the tunnels. Someone I haven't been introduced to.
Tunnel?
Tunnels.
And Tuxa, you're feeling stealth rolls. Have you stepped on a pebble? Is there a pebble in your shoe?
She stepped on a teacup rancor.
Oh, no. Ouch. Those things have spines.
There's tunnels under here. I mean, you know about the regular ones, but I think there's someone down there who isn't staying in the servants' quarters and isn't staying with the involuntary servants.
That I haven't been concerning.
It does. It's creepy. I've asked if there's like a ghost or something, or if I've been introduced to everyone who's important. And Mr. Bim, he says yes. He says that I've been introduced to everyone, but they weren't dressed like a guard.
What were they dressed like?
Just, you know, a regular person.
Do you remember anything about?
I couldn't see them very well. It was dark. They were coming back from here.
Well, if you know where these special tunnels are, maybe we could take a look.
I'm not sure. I'll try.
And Tuxa, you have failed your stealth roll by two and by one, three times in a row. Something is clearly wrong. You are making noise and or leaving footprints, despite the fact that you made your invisibility by six.
Someone has clearly gone through my luggage and put bells on all my clothing.
It's the rings on your
finger. It's all this. It must be those rustling robes or something, or just too rustly.
The robes are pushing all the sand out of the way, so we actually see a channel being dug in the sand as Antuxa approaches.
Sadly, this seems plausible.
You know, that kind of thing always bothered me. Like, if I'm bending light around me, that's one thing. That would, like, the footprints would be obvious. But if I'm clouding people's minds to make them not see me, then that seems like an obvious oversight.
Well, I think what's happening is they don't see it being pushed aside as you advance. But after you get further on, you're clouding their minds about you, where you are, not your entire path where you've been.
That's fair.
It becomes like D&D invisibility, where people can still know exactly where you are when you're invisible. It's just they don't see you.
Well, people aren't noticing where you are. So they basically are going, yeah, okay, that's fine. Everything's fine. You know, there's no one around. And then they go like 5 steps past where you are. And it's like, what are these footprints? Where do they lead? They go, right. They go, ugh, I can't focus on that location.
Well, mostly this started with the 1994 Shadow movie where the main character clouds men's minds to so that they don't see him rather than to make himself invisible. And then the bad guys find him and shoot him because he's standing in water and they can see his footprints.
Whoops.
Anyway, not a big deal.
Clearly something is going wrong because the stealth keeps getting missed. And as Vivi is whispering, she's sort of looking around. She rolled a 5, okay. And finally sort of goes, I think someone's listening to us. I feel like we're being watched. Am I presuming that Antux was trying to sneak up on people? Am I correct in assuming?
Sorry, I had to step away for a moment.
It's all right.
Oh, and I'll drop the invisibility. It's only me, darling. I just wanted to avoid the attention of the guards. That's all. They ask such odd questions.
I mean, some you? Of them
what
really
are you doing
do.
Here? Why are you cutting the other guards in half? You know, things like that. That's not canon.
It's so rude. My motives are my business.
Well, I think some of them might be trying to flirt, but guards can flirt of weird. They do things like, why are you down here? Oh, I don't want to have to report you to anyone. And then, well.
Yes, well, Father, we do all have our charms and we do what we must.
That's right.
Anyway, I have seen poor Amanda to her room. She seemed quite under the weather.
Oh, I hope she doesn't have whatever it was that was going around.
Oh, yes, me too. Now, I hear something. I hear some of the oddest talk about a ghost.
Oh, yes, I think there might be one. I mean, I've asked if there's a ghost, but no one. They say no, of course not. There aren't any ghosts here. And so if it's not a ghost, it might be a person. Besides, what ghost would leave footprints in the sand?
Of course.
But I don't know where they are. I've been looking. It's a problem. It's very concerning.
Can you tell me something?
Yes?
How is it that you didn't get sick when the other secretaries did? Or secretary candidates?
I did get sick. I just was lucky and I didn't get it very badly. And I recovered. I mean, some of the others recovered all right, too.
Well, that's so good to hear.
Yes. But ask anyone. We all got it.
Well, I'm quite glad to hear that. And anyway, how was it again that you saw the ghost up here when it's down in the sewers? Or the tunnels, I suppose.
I mean, I've been looking for where that person might be, and all I can think is that there are secret tunnels.
Ah, I see. Well,
I was
that's all questions
around.
I have for the moment.
All right.
I'm so sorry to have interrupted your conversation.
No.
I will allow you to proceed.
Oh, I don't have a problem. Bink, bink, bink. Good to bink, bink, bink. So maybe it was that person. Maybe they weren't gathering things from here. Maybe they were gathering things from outside, so they had to turn the shields off.
On one hand, I feel like she's trying to send us on a wild ghost chase. On the other hand, ghost chase.
You do feel, you and your detect lies and whatnot, that it was awfully convenient for her to come up with this. But then this is the kind of thing that might cause her to come up with something like that. So...
You said some of the guards were trying to shoo you away?
They don't like when I'm wandering around down in the lower tunnels where, you know, I guess it goes to some of their storerooms or something where they keep all their batteries or weapons or I don't know. They won't let me down there. Maybe they're having secret arena fights. I don't know. Maybe you could look around down there.
Oh, I quite intend to.
Oh, will you take me? Can I come too?
Why, by all means.
Oh, yay!
Ran bites his own tongue in order to prevent him from saying anything that would require the player to edit this later.
And Tuxa, you're working up quite the appetite and would love to swing by the kitchens or buffet or something, I suspect.
That was actually an ex post facto role.
Ah, you it swung suddenly, violently.
No, it suddenly occurred to me that I might have snuck something off the table from where Vivi and Mando were having tea.
Makes sense. What did you sneak off the table?
I don't know. Something to... A quick bite.
They probably had some cookie-type things there. Space cookies. Yes.
Spookies.
Fitting.
They're shaped like little ghosts.
So, while we're walking, if there's anything else you could tell us about who might have sabotaged the shields, I'd really appreciate that, you know? And yes, ooh. I did spend 4 fatigue.
And just made it. Let's make a roll. The person who might have sabotaged would be somebody who wanted to get in and out without being noticed, maybe? I'm pretty sure that was a human male.
That narrows it down.
You don't feel entirely like your mind tricks hit.
Yeah. But, I guess you don't have much cause to be up here.
Up here? Well, I mean, not really. Sometimes Boss Chog wants to have flowers from the plant, so somebody has to come and water them and then pick them, and he doesn't always trust the non-humans. So, I mean, I've been here because I have to make sure everything's okay, and I'm trying to catalog everything and make sure that nothing's died and no one's told him or no one's brought in an invasive. Oh, he'd be so angry if there were any non-native plants here. That would be terrible. So I have to walk out here and I have to catalog things. I have a data pad. I have a data pad back in my office. Tuxa, I rolled a health roll for you and it missed by 2. You feel fine.
Okay.
The cookies feel a little bit, you know, sandy. I mean, like someone decided to make space cookies with fake sand on them or something. So
it's not the strangest thing I've eaten, darling.
Right.
It does clean you out.
You're fine. Possibly.
By scouring your
wounds. Scouring pad cleans you out.
Yes, exactly.
But you haven't, I don't know, supervised anyone who should be working on the shields or anything.
I mean, I don't really know anything about those shields. They're like electronic stuff. So, I mean, I've looked at them, but I don't want to touch them. They'd hurt, right?
Yeah, probably. They're supposed to.
See? I don't want to get near that.
Well, to be fair, they're only supposed to hurt for a little while.
Right, and then you die.
Yes, but where's the lie in my statement?
You left things out, sir. She pouts at you. She endeavors to look like a kicked loth kitten.
Look, if we all know it, do I still have to say it?
How
Antuxa's earlier psychometry did note that she was handling. Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
So you don't know anything about electronics and you wouldn't have been working on it and stuff or anything, yeah?
Did someone say that I was? I don't know why anyone would say that I was. I mean, I've been around all of this and something blew into the open part that they've got here. I had to fish out a plant. Is that what someone saw?
Is that what I saw?
No. I mean, it was kind of blurry, but she was definitely in there and handling the internals.
I'm sure that must have been what it was.
I mean, yes, I did that once, but...
Well, when would you say that was?
Oh, I don't know. A few days ago? They all sort of blend together. I mean, you're the most interesting thing that's happened for days and days.
Well, that makes sense. I'll speak to the guard we heard it from.
Well, I hope it wasn't one of the ones who's been trying to flirt with me and hasn't been, well...
successful.
I mean, yes. I'm the most interesting thing that they've seen for days and days and days and days and days, and I think that gets into months.
I'm really going to detect lies.
Oh, indeed.
Made by four. She's telling the truth about she's the most interesting thing probably they've seen for months.
Well, at least that's what she believes.
Yeah. Honestly, it might be accurate. She's not bad looking for a human. She
thinks flirting means, what are you doing down here? I need to escort you out of here now.
Well, she was also suggesting that some of the, you know, I can forget to mention that you were down here. If you have the impression that she is telling you an absolute melange of stuff that she believes and stuff that she wants you to believe. And she's a little bit weirded out that someone might have seen her messing around in or near the shield mechanism. This possibly rattled her. But she is not showing it very much. So where are you headed? Down into the tunnels?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Were we going to stop and let her get her data pad?
Oh, that's right. Interesting question. You're going to stop and let her get the data pad?
Yeah, let's let her get the data pad.
She acts like she has forgotten what she needs the data pad for, and then we'll... Right, I was... The plants! You want to see the plants, right?
The tunnels.
Oh, right, the tunnels. But, okay. So, the tunnels are... She stuffs the data pad into a back pocket. They're down this way. You gotta go down here and there's a warehouse and then there's a little door, and she will in fact work on leading you around. There are guards that look like they are not happy about where you're headed. There are some guards that say, Vivi, what are you doing here? What wild Gizka chase are you after now, and why are you bringing these people here? They're here to look at the stuff.
Believe it or not, this actually is related.
Sirs, this isn't an area that we're supposed to have guests come to.
We're not guests so much as we are visiting tech support.
The Ugnaughts have their stuff over the next cargo hold and down the...
The Ugnaughts think that oily rags make for proper insulation of live wires.
Usually they're squealing and grunting and that translates real bad on the translators when we do anything to their wires. Sir.
This is about where Antuxa rejoins the group.
It's a good thing you don't usually do things with their wires. It would probably have killed you.
Well,
no, darlings,
blink.
I just want to confirm, you're not telling a Sith Lord where she may not go, are you?
Ma'am,
I go where I choose, and I arrive when I intend to. No later and no earlier.
And took now, the Sith Lord.
I understand. Sorry? Yes, pretty
you're
much.
You're a Sith Lord wizard, and this is Frodo Baggins you're talking to.
I understand that you have your orders.
Yes. Her. We have orders. She's not a Sith Lord.
No, she is my valued guest. And I will take personal responsibility for her behavior while she is with me.
She's not supposed to...
No, please proceed. I apologize for interrupting you.
She's an employee of the boss. Boss Chalk, the Hutt.
Yes, of course. She's coming with me to make sure that I do everything that Boss Chalk wants me to do. She has the data pad and everything.
Vivi waves the data pad. See?
Dang. I cannot succeed on a roll tonight.
Can we roll versus their desire to have a continued conversation with Vivi and three Sith?
You are going to mind trick this. You fail your fast talk by two. You make you mind tricks by six. This is extremely force user, I think.
And Tuxa uses mind tricks to make the fast talking work.
That is the Sith version of boring conversation anyway.
Yes, pretty it is. Much.
We're all fine here. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, no, we wouldn't be asking how are you. We'd be saying, we're all fine here. You are fine here.
I'm fine here.
In fact, darling, I promise you, you will not be held accountable for anything that Vivi does while we're down in the tunnels. I will personally make sure of it.
You will make sure of it. You will make sure I am not held accountable for anything. Yes, ma'am. You have course.
Done. May I have your name, please? You have done an admirable job, and I would like to report you for a commendation.
Oh yeah. My name. It's Gil.
Gil. Thank you very much, Gil. Thank you so much. You are doing an admirable job. Keep up the good work, and don't let anybody follow us.
Yes, ma'am. Not let anyone follow you. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Shall we?
Let's go. Vivi will lead the way past the thoroughly mind-tricked guard. You go through a doorway, you go through another area that's full of boxes and decorations, and...
I'm going to linger behind a little bit.
Okay.
I have a question for Gil once people are out of earshot.
All right. As Vivi is leading everyone along, you can wait until Vivi at least is out of earshot.
So, Gil, was it?
Yes, sir. Ma'am. Sir.
I'm Sen. How often has Vivi been trying to get around down here?
A few times. She's nosy.
There anything else she's been nosing around?
Just mostly down here. Sucking up to the Hutt. Everybody sucks up to the Hutt.
Yeah, that's how it is with Hutts.
Yep, you understand. That's why Hutt said she shouldn't be down there. There's you know... Probably Hutt treasure down there or something. That's why we guard it.
Well, we'll make sure she doesn't get into it.
Thanks. Hutt send me through his maze with the sand lizards.
Yeah. She been saying why she wants to mess around down here?
First time she said she got lost, and then she said she had to find something that Boss Chog wanted, and one of the other times she said she was looking for a place where, you know, privacy, and that's all I've heard of.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. You keep her out of trouble. You keep her out of trouble so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah. Right.
You'll do that.
I will. Promise. Okay.
Thanks.
And then we'll go catch up to the rest
of the group. Okay. There are certainly what look like they might be hut treasures down here. It's all very boxes and crates and statues of varying degrees of tackiness and holiday decorations for all kinds of holidays and
various smugglers encased in carbonite.
Possibly, yeah.
This one crate that is there waiting for top men to examine it.
Yeah, probably. You know, it's stuff. She goes through another one, and yeah, some of these places seem like they are, what's the right word? They're connected to each other. There are large doors and then there are small doors, and you know, you could bring stuff in, and there's things that look like they are large doors that lead out maybe to tunnels because they have the, you know, warning stripes so that you could bring in whole earth digging things. You pass one that has earth digging things in it, you know, all covered over with tarps and silent and creepy. And there are a few places where she has to wave her data pad at, you know, the door panels so that they open. And there's a lot down here. Why do huts dig like this? This is terrible. Eventually she gets to one that has what looks like a hydroponics garden in it. And this is as far as I've ever gotten. I think it's where there's like the emergency food backup, you know, for fresh vegetables and things. And fresh fish. I think those are fish. Are those fish over there in that tank? They look like fish to me when I look at them, but it's kind of mucky and murky, and I don't know, maybe they're hut snacks.
It's hut snacks, but snacks is spelled with an X.
They're snacks fish.
It's a commercial product that's purchased.
Or maybe they're snacksvibians.
You get them from the hut supply store.
Probably. Yeah, you have to feed your hut, you know, there's murky water over there with things slithering around in it. There are actually a few droids moving around this area that look like they're checking on all of the temperatures and nutrient balances, etc., etc.
May I roll a perception check to see if there's anything that sticks out to me as, well, that probably shouldn't be like that.
Feel free.
I don't notice anything out of the ordinary.
And Took says, perception by four. Well, over there, Sen, missed by two. Antuxa, you can see that over there is what is blatantly a cargo elevator of some kind. Honestly, there was probably an easier way to get down here. Although,
yes, well,
maybe it's one that the data pad can't get through the doors. Unclear. This looks like a backup food source of fresh food. This looks pretty reasonable for that. You know, you don't usually see things with snack amphibians or whatever those things are, lungfish, who knows, but huts do eat weird stuff, so it would be faster to do that. There's a door over that way. Well, door isn't the right word. There's a spot cleared, and there's some railings, and it's in the floor. But it looks like the kind of thing where it would slide aside and down, go down into the darkness or something. The droids have not stacked anything there. You know, there's like shelves just about everywhere else with nutrient boxes and whatnot on it. The lighting is fairly poor in here, except for right directly above plants that look like they need lighting. It's almost spooky.
Base spooky. Or
and what do you say spooky. We take a break?
Ooh, good idea. Let's take a break. We've been gaming for a while. Let's take another break. I guess we come off of break then.
Yes. It definitely was not a week-long break. It was, 4 minutes, five tops.
Totally. Obviously. Let me just make a roll here for the GM's fast talk. 2, 3. Let's make that public roll, sure.
Well, I'm going to totally believe you no matter what, because I failed my detect lies by 4.
Yeah. And Tuxa has rolled banter. Do you have that on your character sheet?
No, but I figure she'd have it at a high level.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
I'm pretty sure all of us have banter 20.
Right. So.
Old Rob will call us amateurs.
Undoubtedly. You're all in the hydroponics room, fish tanks. It's got walls are covered in shelves with crates that read, seeds and plant nutrition and fish food. And oh, look, there's a whole bunch of MREs over there. Wow. They're not Imperial MREs. Well, no, actually some of them might be, but mostly they're not. The lighting in here is not very great. It's actually fairly dim except for, the grow lights that presumably get turned off and on as befits what they're growing. And Vivi is going, oh, wow, I didn't know this was down here. We should look around. I bet the person's hiding in here somewhere.
I'm curious as to why there are MREs down here. This seems to be where they grow food, not store, I won't call it fine cuisine because of the company I'm in, but my kind of cuisine.
Well, there's the lift over there, so I don't know. I don't know where the lift goes to. There are lifts and doors that I'm not allowed in because I'm just a temp secretary until I'm, properly hired. And oh, there's droids. We could ask the droids. Do you want to ask the droids?
I'm going to go ask a droid.
There are, in fact, some droids of the humanoid style moving around and tending to the plants in the amphibian tank or standing in recharging racks. Maybe half a dozen of them. There's a couple on duty right now.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Hate to interrupt your rest and recuperation, but curiosity question. Where does that lift go?
Accessing. The upper kitchens, sir.
Ah. That makes complete sense. Only to the kitchens, nowhere else?
We are not programmed with that information, sir. We are gardening droids.
That's perfectly understandable. Who uses the lift besides you? Anyone?
We do not use the lift, sir.
Ah, then who does?
Humanoids, sir.
The...
So it's a proper elevator, not a...
It's not a dumbwaiter.
Dumbwaiter or a paternoster or...
It is a proper Star Wars lift that could probably carry a few crates of stuff up and down as well as, three or four people.
And Tuxa pushes the button to call the elevator.
After a moment, the elevator swishes open.
No dead people inside?
The hesitation from the GM
is alarming.
Well, not so much in this game.
There are no dead people inside.
Yet.
It is, in fact, empty. It's got some sand on the floor of it.
My word, it does get everywhere.
If you look in, it has actual buttons, and there appear to be rather a lot of them, actually.
For the record, there is no more sand inside the elevator. I made that telekinesis other by nine.
Where did you put it?
Elsewhere.
I mean, you would take it out of the elevator, you would have to bring it into the room that you're currently in.
I put it as far away from the elevator, as evenly distributed as possible.
So now there's sand all over the edge of the far wall with all of the assorted shelves.
If there's a rubbish bin or a trash can, I put it in that.
There's probably some things that look like they're composting bins, actually. So yes, you can put it in the compost.
There we go.
Yes, you made it by nine. Okay. You have an elevator. You have a few droids that are active. You have Vivi sort of meandering around the shelves, looking at everything, and, you know, oh, there's some crates over there, and she's just wandering around the edges of the room. The shelves, the crates, etc. Oh, you made a perception by one.
I'm going to keep an eye on her.
That is why I rolled perception, yes.
Oh, yes. Should I also roll perception?
If you're not actually following her, I mean, depending on what kind of eye you want to keep on her.
The last person who had tea with her came down with some type of strange illness almost immediately. I'd like to keep an eye on her around the foodstuffs.
Well, Antuxa, you have made your perception by four. VVC just seems to be puttering around and looking here, looking there. There are some crates as well as the shelves. And she kind of pops behind some of them that are kind of blocking the line of sight a bit. But you all see her do this.
Well,
I didn't quite catch that.
She got behind a crate that blocked our line of sight. I moved the crate so she is still in our line of sight.
You're lifting the crate up?
And I made a crit success to do it, apparently.
You made a crit success. Yes, you did.
I used a crit success on moving a box.
I think it was actually a very large crate. It was one of the, you know, it's as tall as a person and probably
if
a bit
it's
longer.
Not a laser turret, I have not impressed myself tonight.
Yeah. Anyway, you basically just pick the crate up and hover it. Vivi goes, eek!
I make a show of
against.
I'm making a show of bringing the crate over to me to inspect it.
It's a large crate. It looks like it is holding dirt, or maybe compost, or maybe dirt that's turned compost that turned into dirt. It's a little hard to tell. It's kind of stinky. It's sturdy. It's heavy. It's It's about a dumpster size worth of crate. Jar of dirt. Guess what's inside?
I've got it. Yes, and if I remember correctly, I haven't seen that exact sequel, but I think he thought there was something in it, but it was empty.
It's got sand.
Oh, no. I binned the sand.
No, the gif, I think, has sand in it. Anyway. It's a crate about the size of a dumpster and commercial dumpster, and it smells like it has dirt in it. Stinky dirt.
Have I revealed anything besides Vivi by moving the crate?
Actually, yes. There's a couple of railings there that look like, you know, handrails. Why are there railings here? You know, they look like handrails. They look like the sort of thing that you would have in, a stairway, except that they aren't slanted up or down. They're just stairway.
I'm going to put the crate over there so it's not in the way of the droids, but not back where it was.
You get some droids going around the crate and fussing because the crate is not where they expected it to be, but they aren't, you know, attacking you or anything. These seem to be extremely non-combat droids.
Pardon me. What are these railings used for?
the droids sort of just look. We are not programmed for this. They are there. They are railings. We do not use them, sir.
Well, yes, they were behind a crate. You wouldn't have had reason to go back there, probably. I go over to the railings.
All right. Make another perception roll.
I've been so good at those today.
Mm-hmm.
Especially versus the GM.
You made it by one. When you are actually over there and possibly, who knows, taking out a light source if you need it, the railings appear to border something in the floor that looks rather like a sliding door.
Congratulations, Vivi. You found a secret door.
I did, didn't I? I told you there was someone down here. Is anyone else doing anything?
Continuing to watch Vivi. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am attempting to identify the buttons in the elevator.
The buttons in the elevator are labeled in a Huttese script that, do you have any Hutt skills?
No, not
Hutt language skills.
Not since you took mine away by making me actually pay points for my will increase.
I'm terribly sorry. You have probably done enough glancing at things that, you know, you knew you were going to be talking to a Hutt, so you probably did a little brushing up. They look like Hutt numerals. You can't remember for sure which one is one and which one is two, but you have a suspicion.
I will see if my datapad has a cheat sheet.
Computer ops. At a bonus.
Open space Duolingo.
I figure that, yeah, okay, missed by two. It takes you a little while to dig up your cheat sheet, but yeah, that looks like it's labeled from about 1 to 9.
And what's lit also, up now?
What is lit up now is 7.
Fascinating.
Apparently, 1 is the top.
Yes, but what's fascinating is that we are not all the way down.
This is true.
Regardless of which one is the top.
Indeed.
Okay, I'll step out of the elevator, admire the mandala that Ran has permanently embedded in the far wall.
Before I bend the sand, I did decide that I needed to express myself artistically, yes. I may have made the sand exit the elevator at speed.
It just takes the shape of, like, the outline of a cactus with the no symbol across it.
I mean, it didn't, but it does now.
You do hate those things, huh?
They are my anti-porridge.
All right. There appears to be a sliding door between the handrails. Vivi is looking at it and then looking at all of you expectantly, like a puppy.
So, what have we over here?
I think it's a door, ma'am. I think it's where the person is. I don't think they're actually a ghost.
Well, I see. In that case, we should see where it leads, shouldn't we? What do you think, Ran, Sam?
Sounds like a plan.
Is there anything else about this door besides it's a sliding door and it's got a railing?
Sliding door, railing, it's in the floor.
Sliding door, railing, floor. So it's a trap door.
Yeah, or, you know, basement door kind of thing. That kind of thing, yeah.
There's no panel that you press to open it or blast to close it. That is how everyone closes doors, right? They blast them.
If you go digging around, poking around, eventually you do find a small panel on the far side of the railing on the far side of when you walked over.
Anything fancy about it or just a single button?
It's a little control pad. It looks like you could insert a card, you know, data card of some kind. Swipe your credit card, swipe your ID card, you know, one of those things. It has some buttons. The buttons are labeled in Huddy's numbers again.
Fascinating. Well, I do have an electronic lockpick. in my inventory.
You do.
And I do have a skill in forced entry or electronics operation.
Security systems, if I recall correctly.
Do I have security systems?
I thought I gave you electronics ops security systems. Yes.
Oh, yes, I do.
Operation security. Yep.
I like forced entry better only because I could use the force for forced entry. But I don't think I should be breaking things yet. The wall with the mandala on it doesn't count.
That's art.
Also, I made small changes to it when no one was looking. Mm-hmm. To add an effect.
Uh-huh. Does anyone else want to weigh in on... Oh, all right. Just check my little notes here. I thought I wrote that down. I swear. Oh, well, what do you know? Okay, you made it by 3. You also successfully spot that there would be normally... Opening it would probably cause an alert somewhere. You can try to disable that as well if you want, or just live with that someone's going to realize that you opened a door.
So, I can probably open this. But also, there's a good chance that somebody somewhere will know that I'm opening this. And no, I don't mean by using the force. Yes, also, I could do that. But the question is, should I open it anyway?
Well, Vivi. I always say nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Vivi nods enthusiastically.
Well, be sure to tell them it was your idea.
And I'll say
it. Send to Vivi, slinging an arm over her shoulders.
But it wasn't my idea. It was his idea. I just
of
think
course
it's
it was your idea.
Idea.
You're the one who found it in the first place.
Oh,
I'm attempting to bypass the alarm.
Okay.
I crit success.
Success. Oh, this is easy stuff. This is, look at this. This is stock thing. It might, wait, is that Imperial? Oh, yeah, you know this thing. Back
I got a,
yeah, okay.
I got a pop-up that said, do you wish to bypass security? Yes or no?
You know what this thing has? This thing still has, this is clearly Imperial tech that has been, had a, you know, UI, skin put over it for huts, and you
username admin, password.
Yes, you have found username admin password.
It's actually engraved underneath the panel.
Mm-hmm. It's just done in Sith language lettering, and a lot of people don't know what that is. It just looks like fancy decal stuff. But no, you've got this here. Yes. It slides open into stairs going down, and lights come on automatically. It's very industrial.
Ellie makes a good point. We could have also gone the route of there was a password manager installed, so when I got to the security thing, it auto-filled the password for me.
At the very least, you got in. You got in with a crit success. It is an open book to you.
Well,
also an open door. Sorry?
One of my coworkers stores his passwords with a deliberately wrong, with one character deliberately wrong.
Ah.
And then all he has to remember is which character it is and what the right character is.
If he was truly devious, he would tell people this, but have two characters be wrong.
I only know it because he had to type his password in on screen.
Avert the eyes.
Well, we were given a perfectly good elevator, but we're going to take the stairs. I approve.
We're going to find something out.
I tell you what, actually. Why don't you go down, and I'll take the elevator down, and we'll see if they meet at the same place.
I've been told that the powers above always prefer if we split the party, yes.
I just want to post a image here. I'm putting in the emoji. The emoji that is made by --.
Look, we could always go the route that we did in yesterday's game, where we don't so much split the party as we mitosis the party.
Yes, we did in fact mitosis the party. I'm sorry, it was the only logical thing.
There were other logical ways of doing it. I, as the GM, approve of the logical way that was decided, because we get to fall in love with more characters. They will all be our precious children that we do not want to abandon ever.
That's all right. I picked an elf. I can do the elf anytime now.
Anyway, back to Star Wars and being horrible.
I would accomplish the same thing by going downstairs and looking for the elevator.
I'm already halfway down the stairs as you're saying this.
Let us exercise our extremities.
Go sweeping down the stairs with your feather-like cloak trailing along.
Yes.
And your evening gown that is slightly translucent in places.
Yes.
And all a lovely lavender that matches your red skin. Got it. I'm just going to imagine this briefly. Wish I could draw, because that is certainly an image that is magnificent and over the top.
It definitely is. And while everybody's looking at me, Sen and Ren can do whatever they want.
We'll just head down the stairs.
Are you going to catch up? I've been down here for 5 minutes. Yes, I am aware that your gown is very flowy and you have to be very careful on this. Are you wearing heels?
My boots do have heels, yes.
Do they require telekinesis self for you to stay upright? I'm not sure those are structurally sound.
I will have you know the finest engineers on Dromund Kos created these.
Yes, fine, as in very thin. Come to think of it, you probably could stab someone with those.
Yes, they do have their advantages.
My approval has gone up slightly. Anyway, what did we find at the bottom of the stairs?
At the bottom of the stairs, there is, ta-da, a room. It looks very industrial. It has a lot of small crates on shelves. Boxes would actually be a better term for them, but, you know, they're very sturdy boxes. They seem to have locks on them. They look like they could fall from fairly large heights and not break open. There are some more. All right, that's a astromech with some. You know, it's got a little hat, so to speak, tray that it's moving things around and shuffling, or you know, looking for boxes and whatnot. There are a couple of doors in the north and east room, east walls. It's a room. Yeah. Filled with durable boxes. A room filled with ammunition. We are not the same.
And look over there. A shelf entirely filled with wine bottles.
Oh.
There do appear to be some bottles over there.
From the Green Circle Winery. I've heard of this place. It's a good conversational wine. You could spend an entire evening over one bottle.
And some buckets. How odd.
We already had the bucket of blood for this arc. It was my shirt.
That's more like a sponge of blood.
It was me. I was the bucket.
Do, if you wish, make some perception rolls smell-based.
Smelling for vomit.
8 by 5. Just made it. Made by 3. Antuxa. There is a hint of...
Well, lavender.
Your that too. Your logistics. Logistics occasionally has to deal with, shall we say, cargoes where the people transporting it did not wish to pay their taxes, possibly because what they were attempting to import was not precisely legal. This place smells a little bit on the mind-altering side. Just a little. Probably not enough to actually mind-alter.
Ah, we found the recreational pharmaceuticals wing.
Apparently, you have found the recreational pharmaceuticals wing. Ran, you made yours by 3. Something does smell, not chemical, more like biology, like a really weird kitchen or something.
Does anyone smell skunk? Well, space skunk, which is pronounced the same way. Did I break the GM?
Slightly. Also, I'm getting, I may need to pause. All right. Actually, it's been a little while. We should take a break and I can deal with other things that are going on that I have to deal with.
All right.
I am eager, for one, to explore this den of iniquity.
I thought you called it a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
No, that's the upstairs, dear.
Oh, I didn't know each level had its own label. Fascinating.
Ah, yes.
This is a den of iniquity?
A den of iniquity, wretched hive of scum and villainy, the quaint little farm where I'm sure nothing untoward is happening, and those droids are doing only what they are programmed to do and programmed to do only what they are doing.
I wouldn't know. I don't really slice things. Honestly, you should probably make a... let's see. I'm going to close that. I should roll something.
I saw those dice.
You're not sure she's lying or not, but that does sound a little bit fascinating.
Well, I made it by 3, so...
Yes, but it's
she could have rolled higher.
Mm-hmm. Well, lower, actually, but yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean. But I'm going to be obnoxious. And Tuxo, who are you mind-tricking with that critical success?
Vivi, of course.
And what are you telling Vivi?
Oh, don't worry, dear. We're on your side. You don't have to hide anything from us. If you do a little...
I did a roll. I got another critical. I get a will roll. I have just revealed what the roll was.
Okay.
A 3.
If you do a little recreational slicing in your free time, well, we're not going to stop you.
That's 2 critical successes in a row.
And 4 out of, like, 10 rolls.
Dice being entertaining today.
Apparently.
These are test rolls. Okay, no crit successes.
Despite the fact you were using telekinesis other, which has, yeah. Yeah, that's...
I would still probably only crit on a 3 or a 4, wouldn't I?
You will crit on, I believe, a 5 and below. Maybe a 6 and below, I'm not quite sure. I'd have to double check where the crit...
Well, the lowest of those rules was an 8, so...
Yes, yeah. And Tuxa, you... are doing your mind tricks. You are sliding right in, and somehow, you come up against what is apparently, at least at this moment, an adamanting shield of strong will. Since I think Defender takes it, and also she rolled a 3 and you rolled a 6.
Yes.
It was a battle of the crits.
I will make a mental note of this.
I shall my impetus... Yeah. For leveling up telekinesis other beyond 18. Ellie has found a reason to level up mind tricks. Anyway.
Vivi says, despite the fact that you were trying... the Sith Lord will remember this. Despite the fact that you were trying to mind trick her, she goes, I'm so glad you're on my side, and... I wouldn't do a whole lot of slicing. I don't know very much about it. I'm not good at it. Electronics are just not really my thing some days. Do you know how hard it is to make HUT computers work?
As the one who got a crit success.
The way Ren says they...
Ren says they were.
I can only imagine. Now, let's see what else is down here.
Couple of doors, east and north. The east one is basically behind the stairs. You came down sort of east above.
Do I see a door for the elevator?
You do not right here see a door for the elevator. The room, however, that you are in is smaller than the room that you just came down from.
Oh.
I suspect the door to the east goes to either the elevator or a room that has a door to the elevator.
In my mental imaginings, that's about right. Probably.
Let's find out.
The east one might... All right.
If only we were using a virtual tabletop mechanism that had a mapping function.
If only I had actually made a map that was proper for this.
Theater of the mind is perfectly acceptable.
I can use the drawing tools.
Okay, well, I will then.
Oh, the drawing
what
tools.
What do you say, eastward?
Oh, I can't draw on this part of the map. Oh, I can't draw on that part of the map. Oh, all right, never mind. Ignore my attempts to draw something for you. I cannot draw that part of the map.
You can partially.
David Byrne holding his arm out.
I'll just write it and it will be theater of the mind. East gives you a little hallway that does in fact lead a bit south and leading to the north and the south. There's another door in the... Well, just, you can go down that, and yes, there's another room. It is also full of stuff and has, you know, full of boxes about the same thing and does, in fact, have your elevator in it.
Excellent.
The north has a door in it as well, in the hallway, that leads further east.
I must say, this is a lot less exciting than I thought it would be. I thought we'd find something evil and nefarious. Instead, we've got perfectly legal contraband.
I think it's only legal if it's on a hut world.
Yes, and contraband most other places if you don't pay certain fees. Therefore, legal contraband. Because none of this stuff is going to get sold in locations where it's legal.
She's fiddling with one of the freights. Can you open it?
It's not our product.
Does that mean no?
It means I'd need a reason to do so.
Please? Ah, and Tuxo, what are you touching?
The crate.
The crate has mostly been touched by droids and also a human?
How recently?
Within the last few weeks.
Is it a human I recognize?
It is not. Human male.
And were they moving it or were they opening it?
Putting something into it and closing it. The droids have been moving it.
Ah. Well, Ren, there's your reason. I have reason to believe this crate has been tampered with.
Oh, fascinating. Well, let's just take a quick little peek. I'm not touching this crate. I'm crit successing with a 1, 2, and 2. Using telekinesis other to open it up from a safe distance. Look, you have given me a hammer. This room, this campaign is full of nails.
When you have telekinesis, a lot of things are nails. Inside are basically little glass vials filled with a vibrant blue powder. It's a fascinating color. That sure is a color that practically glows in the dim lighting. Zen misses streetwise by 2. It's blue. It sure is blue.
It's definitely blue.
So we were making jokes earlier about how the spice must flow.
Mm-hmm. Blue.
And we found blue powder.
Mm-hmm.
Stand back. It appears to be cadmium blue. There might be an artist somewhere in this facility.
You think it's paint?
I did not say that for real. Rand would not think of that particular joke. Alas, it's our loss that Rand would not think of that joke.
It truly is. Vivi goes over and looks at the vials and goes, well, that sure is a very blue color. Do you think there's more in the other room?
Is there anything in it that looks out of place?
It's very well packed. It could probably survive being banged around quite a lot, unlike all of those rifles that you people found earlier.
Well, that's okay. We already got the money for the rifles.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And Tuxa, what in here might have been tampered with? Sometimes your eyes are better than mine.
Well, I do know someone put something into it. The human male. But I'm going to do the same thing, because I know what you're going for.
And by sometimes your eyes are better than mine, I mean pretty much every time I've ever had to roll perception.
Okay, what are you perceiving, Antuxa?
Are there any vials that are different or whose contents are slightly different?
They look basically all quite identical from poking at them, looking at them, you know. The vials, there might be slight imperfections in the glass. It's natural. It adds to the natural beauty of the vial. The blue is extremely processed and pure and does not have a lot of dark or light bits in it. It is the blue side of the force. No. It does not necessarily... You can't tell if it was tampered with or if someone put things, you know, maybe you got what the guy was the one putting things into the box in the first place. Maybe you didn't make that psychometry by a lot, only by one. So
true. Well, there's not much more I can discern now.
Well, then I'm going to close the box up and put it back.
You kind of opened it with a great deal of crunch. You can close it again. It's not going to lock again.
Cursed my force entry abilities.
Actually, are these vials labeled in any way? Marked with a serial number, perhaps?
It looks like they were, but this one's called Bobby Drop Tables. The rest of them are blank.
Fine, I'll touch the vial.
The vial has been touched by droids and by a human. Things were poured into it. It was stoppered. It has been sitting in darkness and waiting, and there is not a lot of psychometric impact. Nothing interesting much happened there.
Touching this is... not helping. Still have no idea what this is.
All right, I'll pull one of the vials out.
Who said she was a helper NPC, Rand?
That's
okay,
the role
you pull
she's
a vial
taking.
Out. Antuxa acting. Okay. Did I roll that or did you roll that?
I rolled that.
Okay. There's something I do want to roll for you, though. Okay. What are you acting?
Antuxa is also extremely suspicious of Vivi.
Mm-hmm.
But as far she is trying to make it so that as far as Vivi is concerned, this is all, she is entirely on Vivi's side.
Ah, okay. You're all poking at that particular box. Vivi is not like shoulder to shoulder with you. She's, you know, you're looking at the box and she's kind of behind you people.
Well, this isn't telling us anything.
I will lift one of the vials out.
All right. It is lightweight. The vial is not terribly fragile. It could probably stand being, you know, dropped on carpet or something.
Is it marked in any way?
It is not. It is just a very blue little test tube type thing with a flat bottom and a screw lid. It's the sort of thing that you would, in fact, expect to see with illegal drugs, and you people would be dealing with security about now if you hadn't turned off the security system, probably. But everything's fine here. It's quite fine. There's no one here. No one has opened the door.
It's a very fine powder,
yes. Does my data pad have a camera?
Yeah, I figure it does.
Okay.
I'm not going to make it any worse than an iPad.
I am going to take a picture of me holding the vial so it's obvious that it's missing from the box.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put it in a pocket and move on.
All right.
Well, whatever you want to do in your spare time.
It's for analysis, darling. And confrontation if need be.
Okay.
Well,
we should explore more, shouldn't we? We should find the person.
Yeah, let's go find people.
Indeed.
Where do you suppose we should go next?
Think. One of the north doors? It's a storage room. It's a storage room, and this is a storage room, and these are places where people would take things in and out, So one of the other doors must lead to where they're making this, right?
Well, assuming it's not being imported.
Yes, that makes a lot of assumptions.
If it were being imported, I don't know, would it still... They're fairly tightly capped, isn't it? It would smell funny, right?
There's a lot of variables.
If it wasn't capped?
And sometimes it's way cheaper to have someone else make it for you and be the middleman. Reduce liability.
Well, we're looking at any rate.
Mm-hmm. I'll hide behind you because you're the people with the laser swords.
They are fun toys, yes.
They're very impressive. I've seen them on holos. I assume you're going out the door. Which way are you headed next?
The suspect, I mean our guide.
Why not let Vivi lead?
Yes. Hmm? Vivi seems to have an idea for where we should go. We should follow her lead. And by that I mean, follow her.
Vivi would like to odds go east, evens go north. Evens. Let's go back to where the stairs were, and there's another door in there, remember? Let's go use that one. But there's probably security down here, or maybe someone with a knife. Do you think there's someone with a knife?
If there's someone with a knife, we can handle that. If there's security, well, you're an employee.
Yes, but if they're not supposed to be here or something, and I'm only a temp employee, I mean, I'm not an official employee yet. The hut hasn't decided yet, so I'm going to hide behind you. Sir, please? Beep, beep, beep. She bats her eyes in an anime bink, bink, bink way.
How do your eyelids make that sound when you blink?
Cosmetics.
Rand doesn't say it, but this is the most disturbing thing he's seen on this world. And we fought a thing that had a giant heart in a cave.
To be clear, if we're just turning in, it was its own heart. It was not just keeping a random heart in a cave.
I mean, it also kept plenty of corpses that it was turning into minions as well.
Yes, those were not its.
Well, the corpses weren't. The minions might have been. Moran, are you persuaded to lead the way, or are you going to prod a timid little secretary to go in front of you?
I'm sure it will be perfectly fine. If any security are there, why, you can just bat your eyes at them, and that will distract them long enough for us to provide additional support for you. And if they are more threatening, why, they wouldn't be expecting you, so that will be unnerving enough for one of us to do something that is a bit more disarming than batting eyes.
Unless they're droids. Droids might just shoot me. She will lead the way into the other room that has the north door. And that one, she will touch the door pad to open it and stand aside and look, sort of peer around the door frame. So timid. It's pathetic. In the next room over is... Detect lies made by seven. What precisely are you detecting on this?
Rand doesn't trust anything about this. But he hasn't seen anything to prove his gut feeling right yet, because he's been rolling horribly.
Until now.
Until now.
Detect lies by seven.
Is there anything that shows that this being timid is an act?
It's kind of over the top, you think? She is wary. She is definitely wary, and she's definitely being pretty good at actually staying out of what might be the line of fire if there is anything in there that would do line of fire. So it's less timid and more professionally cautious, maybe?
She has acting skills and also some degree of combat awareness.
Yeah. Yes. And the way that she's sort of bent down is like where things would normally be firing would probably be a little bit, you know, higher up. And it's a way that you would go around a door if you were going, you know, door to door checking things and you were actually the soldier that you were training to be before you had your force breakthrough. Now, of course, you don't just use your danger sense and, well.
Now I just use telekinesis other to hold a 6-inch thick steel door in front of me as I walk forward.
You could. The other room is, it almost looks for a moment a bit like the hydroponics up above, except for the part where, oh, that's a chemical refining thing over there, and these plants, well, maybe that's where the blue is coming from, and it sure does smell fascinatingly like something in here. And also someone is yelling, hey, why is the door open? Who's it? And this is where a cat romps all over me. And I can't do NPCs when I've got a cat trying to step on my keyboard.
The cat wants to play an NPC.
The cat is not allowed to play an NPC.
The cat rolls for initiative.
The cat. Mostly she rolls to try to get in my way so that I will pet her. Yes.
The cat is a GM intrusion.
The cat is such a GM intrusion.
Intruding on the GM.
Yes.
I could hear that purr. Yes, she is. It came through.
Oh, good. I'm glad. You have... Also, it's a lot better lit inside that place. It's not very dimly lit. This looks like... Well, this actually does look like she... Saying that the stuff was made here. She was probably right. Vivi goes, eek, it's him! It's him, the intruder! You've got to catch him!
Sounds more like someone who's supposed to be here, if they're wondering why the door's open.
Sen starts laughing.
Antix, a perception. What are you perceiving?
The person who's asking why the door's open.
The person who is asking why the door's open is wearing a respirator mask that covers most of his face, except, you know, the eyes. Covers the parts that might inhale. But yes, looks like the person who you saw putting vials into the box that you psychometried. You recognize him as that. Human. Male. Sort of. Oh, no, we're in here without donning PPE. You are, in fact, in a spice lab, apparently, without donning any kind of PPE. Oh, no.
Well, technically, we let Vivi go in first. I didn't 100% say that I followed her into the room.
True. She's not in the room. She is hiding around the side and sort of pointing into the room. And the person who called out that is striding forward.
Well, Vivi, explain yourself. It's him. It's the one who messed with the shields.
He goes, what? Who are you people?
This young woman has been throwing accusations around, so we figured we'd better investigate.
Who are you? You don't look like the Hutt's guards.
We're
obviously not.
We're outside consultants.
Was that Antux said?
I responded to, you don't look like the Hutt's guards, with, my goodness, no.
Especially coming from Antuxa, dressed like Antuxa is currently dressed.
Yes. Right. You're not the Hutt's dancing troupe either, are you?
I have 2 left feet.
He does, somewhere in his luggage. I don't know why he carries them with him.
They're in one of the MREs, I think.
That would explain it.
Why are you people down here? There's not... Who is this girl, then? Why are you following her around?
Rand does not give
us the most interesting things. For example,
Sorry. Go ahead.
We know that, well, our good friend Chaga the Hutt is avoiding paying taxes, although he's doing it by having the spice manufactured here and not importing it. So it's a perfectly legal way to avoid taxes. Although there are some other ancillary costs that may outweigh the benefits, I suppose.
It's Nal Chaga. Chag the Hutt is the one people pay taxes to. So, I'm not supposed to have people down. I have my droids down here. I'm doing my job. You don't need to be checking up on me. And
And this young woman has some accusations to explain. I did see him. I did see him up there at night.
Well, you don't think he lives down here, do you?
The man says, yeah.
Oh, dear. You need to ask for better working conditions. Well, living conditions.
I got a perfectly good room off the... Why am I having a conversation with you people? You're intruders!
We're checking up on who's been sabotaging the hut's things.
Why would I sabotage the hut's things? The hut is employing me. Who is this? Ugh.
That's why I'm saying she has an explanation to give and not you.
Well, perhaps you could satisfy my curiosity on one more thing before we depart.
Sure. What?
What's downstairs?
Oh, that's the main power backup battery thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
How fascinating. Thank you so much for your time. We won't take up any more of it. Oh, out of academic curiosity, what is the blue powder?
That's a trade secret.
Oh, it's a proprietary blend, I understand. I just have never seen it before.
That's why it's a trade secret. Proprietary blend. Vivi, he's a criminal. Why are you paying attention to him?
Technically, either everyone here is a criminal, or everyone here is perfectly legal, depending on who you're talking to. We are all here currently because of a hut. I'm leaning towards the perfectly legal, because the hut's the one in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, we really should answer your question. After all, it would only be polite. We are Sith Lords, sent to investigate accusations that the Empire has provided substandard equipment to Chog the Hutt. And as such, now that we've determined that we delivered the equipment as agreed upon, and someone has, in fact, sabotaged some of it, we're trying to figure out, as a gesture of goodwill to Chog the Hutt, what exactly is going on.
I have not touched, says the man, any bit of technology that isn't down in my basement. I mean, like, unless you're counting doors, you know, the doors, they slide sometimes. Sometimes you gotta touch a door.
We have no further reason to question you.
Right. So what does my detect lies say about him? Does he seem like he's telling the truth?
He does. Let me make a roll here. Gotta make a private roll. He seems like he is telling the truth. Oops, that came off on somebody else, on her. He does, in fact, sound like he is telling you the absolute truth. He is baffled. He looks a little bit alarmed at the whole Sith Lord thing. That is irk. Anyway, I haven't touched any tech. I don't have anything to do with where anything might get imported to. So if it's going into your empire, that is not my idea. Talk to Boss Chog.
We shall certainly do so. Thank you so much for your time.
How did you people get in? How did you even get in?
We took the stairs.
There's supposed to be a light that flashes when somebody comes down the stairs.
Hmm. Fascinating.
It usually works. Is it on the Fritz? Great. I have to call for maintenance.
I have it on good authority.
Standard wiring upstairs.
Yes, the engineers were working on that. There could have been a power fluctuation because of them replacing a considerable amount of wiring that was insulated with oil-soaked rags.
Great. Wonderful. Look, there are times... Just tell Boss Chog that I don't need any sparks down here. There are certain times that are kind of volatile. I don't want to deal with this. Can you all just now leave?
We'll get out of your hair.
Great. Indeed. Thanks.
It was such a pleasure to meet you. I do hope you get some sun soon.
No. There's too much sun on this planet. It's terrible.
I like you.
Oh, we know very well, but anyway, we'll leave.
Have you seen the sky out there?
Yes.
It's like there's nothing up there there's hardly any clouds. There's no buildings. There's no air cars. There's just this empty sky. It's creepy.
And too many cacti.
Yeah, the cacti are okay. You just gotta use gloves when you're harvesting off them.
Well, I suppose you have to, yes.
Right. I don't have a fire sword.
Be well, sir.
Thanks. Close the door on your way up, would you?
Of course.
Great. Wonderful.
Come on, Vivi. And Sen is going to take her by the wrist.
After we're out of earshot.
That's the one who did it. Mm-hmm. Close the door. Yeah.
After we're out of earshot, Rand is going to just mumble, "The audacity, thinking that I would use my lightsaber to harvest things. It is a well-honed tool, not an all-purpose device."
I mean,
Rand will look over and raise one eyebrow.
There are purposes.
There are a lot of related purposes, yes. But I would argue that harvesting fruits from cacti is not in there on the list of things that one should use a lightsaber for. Not when other means. Not when other means are available.
Remind me of the rules for spending fatigue on force abilities.
If you spend them ahead of time, let me just double check my notes. Do you happen to remember off the top of your head?
What?
Spending fatigue on force abilities, presumably to boost your skill.
Spends ahead of time, it's 1-to-1. Spend after, it's 2-to-1.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I thought. But I never trust my memory anymore.
Then I am going to spend 3 fatigue.
Uh-huh.
Now, Vivi, darling, would you come here for a moment? Yes. I want you to think very hard about when you saw this man tampering with the shields. Will you do that for me?
Yeah.
With your eyes, imagine it in your head.
Okay. You are certainly getting the image, the memory of being at night and in the area walking around that hedge maze, the cactus maze. You are not getting much of an image of him in it. You are getting images being near the shields. You are getting images of poking the shields with a stick.
The shield or the shield generator?
The shield in this case. She is successfully avoiding thinking about poking the shield generator with anything, but this has gotten you poking the shield itself with a stick. In a particular way of pressing the stick up against it until it goes through.
Hmm. All right, thank you, dear.
See, I was telling the truth, right?
Of course you were, darling.
Right.
I have always had faith in you.
Glad someone does.
What do you think, Rand? Sen, should we go downstairs and check the main power just to be sure? Or should we go back up?
I believe that was the backup power, but yes.
Oh, backup power.
We've come all this way. We might as well check one floor down and, you know, be certain that there's no saboteurs here. Who knows? We might get lucky and find one.
Stairs to go down there?
You're not seeing any stairs to go down. There's a door you haven't investigated, but that may or may not lead to wherever this guy is living. You can hunt around for stairs. You can take the elevator.
Is the door we haven't investigated locked?
It is not locked. If you open it, it appears to be opening into a fairly nice little kitchenette suite. You know, okay. Kitchenette part of a nice little suite. Very posh, actually.
I am not going to do any more investigating than that.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't lying. He's got a Keurig in there. Is that an air fryer? He has an air fryer. I've been trying to requisition an air fryer for 3 cycles. Well, let's go to the basement. The basement or basement.
Yes.
I can go up the stairs. I don't need to go to the basement. I'll just go back and I don't need to be poking around in anything else. No one believes me except maybe you.
Oh, by no means. Please, come with us. I said that I would be responsible for your conduct while I was down here. And I need to keep that promise.
If nothing else, you were very concerned that there might be a saboteur down here, and this might help to assuage your fears. We do tend to invent our own horrors in the darkness. when we're not sure there is one there.
Besides, it was dark. You might have been mistaken about what the guy looked like.
Maybe. But I'm pretty sure it was him.
Why are you so sure it was him?
Sunk cost fallacy.
Because humans are terrible at seeing in the dark.
Because he didn't look like anyone else. He wasn't wearing any of the guard clothing. It had to have been him.
People can take off clothing.
Oh my. I mean, yes, but the guards, I mean, you know.
I do indeed.
You
I assume you herded her into the...
In order for it to not be a guard, like in order for it to have been a guard, it would have had to have a very different character model.
Yes, utterly.
They'd have to reskin that one and change some of the anatomy. It's a different number of polygons.
Well, I mean, that was a human one, and the coloration would have been rather different. And, yeah, different polygons, different, you know. Anyway, you herd her into the elevator. You press the button. The elevator actually demands to have some amount of security things to assuage it that you are, in fact, entitled to go down into the lowest basement. And Vivi looks at Antux and says, I can try to use my data pad here because you told me.
Yeah, my microphone was off.
That makes it difficult.
Yes, if you would, please.
She will press her data pad up against the panel. The elevator goes. The elevator goes down. It opens out into, okay, honestly, this is a kind of spooky thing because it's this vast room full of backup batteries and huge wires coming through and fans to, you know, maybe blowing cooler air from the basement up higher. And the lights are all dark except, you know, dim glowing bits on the batteries. And when you walk, the motion detecting things go chunk, chunk, chunk with lights coming on above you. You get the idea. It is kind of spooky. It's a sort Indeed. Of place that you might find one of the really crotchety old lords of logistics, or even worse, a tech lord. And you never know what kind of nonsense they're up to. Why, the only things worse than tech lords are biotics lords, really.
No, the worst thing is a Jawa over there with a Reuben sandwich.
No, you're not too afraid of those. You can catch the Reuben sandwiches and throw them back.
The Jawa isn't throwing the Reuben sandwich at us. Unlimited power sources.
All right, well, let's do a sweep of the room.
Okay. The room is large. There are all little walkways between the giant batteries, and you can, in fact, sweep the room, and it appears to have nothing but some droids recharging. They are light up.
Are all of the status indicators on the batteries, like...
You don't see anything flashing the alarming colors that would indicate that something's bad. Everything seems to be nominal.
Everything here is phenomenally nominal. Well, shall we head back upstairs then?
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
And Tux is due for an outfit change.
That's true.
It's been 30 minutes.
I wore that last outfit for 5 days. I'm entitled to a few changes here and there.
Rian has gotten used to this. The player behind Rian thinks it's very funny.
Mm-hmm. Vivi will use her data pad again to make the elevator go. What floor?
I guess we're going up to 6.
Okay.
Or do we go up to 7 and then...
And then walk all the way back again?
Walk all the way back.
That is up to you people.
No, I think up to 6. I'm a Seth Forward. I go where I please.
Yes, ma'am. The elevator goes up to 6. You find yourself in yet another of the storerooms that you did not pass through. But you can probably find your way up if you desire, with Vivi trailing along behind, pathetically. And you know, we probably should pause there because, well...
Because I have 2.5 hours of recording.
Yes. I think we should pause there, and we shall see if anything entertaining happens the next time.
And we shouldn't pause. We should end it.
That's what I mean.
For the next session. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
But if we're ending it here...
Sorry, I don't
have clarity.
Sorry, I don't have a good wrap up here. Everything is very today was a distracting day.
As we go up the elevator, it's a cutaway view of us inside the elevator, with the elevator going up off camera up to the top, and the credits come up right below the floor of the elevator. Yes. Beginning with the first blurb says,
"Thank you, everyone." Writes books.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. No. It's thank you, everyone, for playing. And I'm sorry that I was low energy today. Thank everyone for listening. And I hope that you aren't too appalled by me. And we had Crash and Io and Ellie and Io's Mom Writes Books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of good websites,
there's a good website.
Crash. That's the Patreon, at least.
Well, we put all of these podcasts on aaronbsmith.com/cogwheels, so you don't even need to go to Patreon. I mean, you can if you want to.
True.
That would be patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can get the episodes as they are edited, which we have a buffer that is a few months long, a few more than a few months long right now as of recording. So you get them far earlier if you are a Patreon member. But you can also follow us on the Fediverse, is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. However, going back to that Patreon thing, if you do join the Patreon, you'd be joining other illustrious members, including Ellie, Shen Shen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, I swear that he was up there and tampering with things, but all right, fine, you don't have to believe me, it's fine. I'll just cry. Good night, everyone.